and they'd go in the box. Well, we had a few trees out there with this nigger shooter. They had rubber bands, and they'd take the tongue out of a shoe for the place for the bullet, for the pebble or rock, whatever they could find. And they used this nigger shooter. And then baseball, we used to buy for 2 bits, 25 cents, call them skyscraper in those days. And when anybody who had a baseball, he was a czar. And we had wooden culverts, and playing in the street, the ball would go underneath the culvert. Then we had to get a fishing pole, or somebody slim would have to get in there and get the ball out. And when the ball was wet, one of us or somebody would take the ball home and take some tongues from shoes and sew it up. And they would get ordinary string and wax it and sew this ball, and we'd play with that. Tape was out. That was too expensive, tape. Just this homemade ball. And anybody who had a fancy glove or a new bat, it was all retarded, things thrown away. You know, we had a baseball league here then, Texas League, and then we get a discarded bat, a broken bat, and that was it. But the things were different, and we used to go down by the stave pile. Stave pile was taken out by an English liners to make barrels in England, and we call it a stave pile, and they were oak pieces approximately, I'd say maybe 4 feet long and about 2 inches thick, heavy as the dickens. And we used to play ball out there, sand, and for bases we'd have a piece of tin or that was off of buildings after the storm and things like that, or an old gunny sack. You know what a gunny sack is? All right.
We don't call them gunny sacks.
What do you call them?
Kroger sacks.
Well, see, that's gunny, you see? Why? Where that name came in, I don't know.
Is a gunny sack one that's made out of this heavy cloth?
No, not a jute, yeah. It's woven. Well, like a feed sack. That's what it used to be, but it was a stronger, coarser stuff.
Have you ever heard a sack like that called anything besides a gunny sack?
Feed sack, gunny sack. Right now, I can't think of it.
Have you ever heard people around here say toe sack?
Yeah.
Toe sack? Toe sack? No, I don't know that. Well, how do you use that? Like you'd get a toe sack to put something in it. I don't know that expression. West Texas, the feed sack is a rule, I mean, here. But gunny sack here. And another thing that, and getting money wasn't available nowadays. People used to buy soup bones and eat a lot of soup in those days. And they had big bones, hip, you know. And I, for one, used to go around the neighborhood collecting bones and sell them to a junk man. 2 bits, 100 pounds. Now, it took a heck of a lot of bone to make 100 pounds. But everybody ate soup in those days, and they had the big bone with soup on them, see? And then a great many people in better classes,